Turtle and pizza. 720 WGN. All right, now going to Bridgeport.
So what's up, everybody?
Hey, listen, what'd you think about that, man? How about you, my custom-made cowabunga? I love being a turtle intro.
That was pretty sweet. Great work.
Oh man, I got an idea. This is going to be a fun thing because what you've started and are continuing to do is not only fun and worth, but also very, very worthwhile. I don't want to lose that part of it. So this is Sean Rogers, and you are, tell us the name of your establishment and what the ambiance would be like, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, my name's Sean Rogers. I'm the owner of Cowabunga Pizza Pies down in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. off the streets of 31st and Loomis. We are a New York-style Ninja Turtle-themed pizza place. So we make gigantic 20-inch beautiful pizzas cut into big triangle slices. We sell full pizzas and slices out of our little shop that looks like one of the Ninja Turtles' bedrooms.
And what brought all, I mean, I can understand, let's make some pizzas. Gosh knows there's plenty of really great pizza areas and restaurants, and I'm including yours in the Chicagoland area, and basically all across the United States, probably. But then comes the ninja part, the turtle part. What was the thinking behind that?
So in all of my restaurant history, I've always found it was best to kind of give people an easy concept to understand so they understand what you're doing before they even walk in the door. Mm-hmm. I have always ran pizza places, and in the back of my mind, I always kind of thought, wow, it would be fun to do a Ninja Turtle-themed pizza place because they tie hand in hand together, and it kind of goes with the theme of, you know, having fun and being a teenager and just enjoying a nice slice of pizza. So the word hit my head, cowabunga, and I decided to roll with it.
Is there, pardon my ignorance, but is there some part of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle saga that includes pizzas?
Well, every iteration of the Turtles, they've loved their different pizzas. You know, Michelangelo was the one that always was into their funky pizzas, whether it was anchovies or random, you know, mutant ingredients. But they were always happy to grab a slice. And in the video games, that's what recharged their life power. You know, when they grabbed the pizza, they came back to life just like how we all do.
Random mutant ingredients. So I love that. So you've really, I mean, you're a 90s guy, I would say. Yes?
Born and raised, yep, 1990, that's me.
That's you. So we've got the Turtles. But that's not the only thing that's in your pizza place that has connections to the 90s. I mean, you've got, tell us the other things you got there. You've got, I know that you've got some Nintendo.
Yeah, so we've got an old CRT television that's hooked up to an original Nintendo that's available for free play at all times.
Wow, that's great.
We've got tons of vintage Ninja Turtle toys and comics that kids are even able to play with, and we've had guests bring in their own. We actually offer a free slice of pizza if you bring in some toys that you want to donate to the shop.
Nice.
We listen to fun 90s ska music, so it's always like a rock concert when you walk into the place. We just have a lot of fun like it was back in the 90s.
You know, I love this quote, too, from the article that was brought to my attention about you. You're quoted as saying, I don't drink any alcohol, so I really like to create a place where people can hang out that's alcohol-free and you don't feel like you miss it. In Chicago, everything is drowning in booze, and I feel like I can't bring my kids anywhere. I think there's a lot of truth behind that statement. Congrats on that attitude. And
thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a father of three young sons, and I want to encourage them as well as their friends to live a happy, healthy lifestyle and to be able to follow their dreams. And a lot of the times, you know, a few too many sips of booze can hinder those dreams.
Been there, done that. Yeah, I don't need to talk about it. Okay, so let's talk also about the community involvement of the restaurant and the relationship between yeah. pizza and books. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So not only do we want to nourish our bodies, we also want to nourish our minds as well. Mm-hmm. We do know that when summer hits, kind of the last thing on kids' minds is reading or any sort of educational activities. So we want to remind them that it is still important, even during the summer months, to build your brain. So we're doing a program called Dude, Grab a Book, where we're going to allow guests and their kids to download a book report off our website. They need to just read a book, fill out the report, show up with the book and the report, and do a quick little presentation in front of me, the staff, and whoever may be around.
Oh,
and
great.
We're offering a free slice of pizza and a bottle of water for any kid once a week throughout the entire summer.
Oh, that's great. And I also know that you said you offer a 25% discount to teachers and a 50% discount to first responders and active military. You know, down
there. We are heroes, and we need to take care of the other heroes out there.
Yeah. And down in Bridgeport, that's a very cool thing, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Where did you get this store? I mean, how do you find a place to...
Oddly enough, I've lived next to this little storefront for the last 13 years.
Really?
Yes. And it was a little taco stand. And unfortunately, the man who ran it passed away about 11 years ago. The family that was doing it with him, you know, it really wasn't their passion. So they kind of just let it collect dust, unfortunately. The place is about 400 square feet, so it's really, really, really tiny. So there's not a lot that you can do with it. And initially, me coming from the Berghoff, which seats 500 guests and, you know, other restaurants of massive size, at first I didn't know what I could do with this little shoebox. But I thought back to my history and my very first restaurant way back in Hawaii, where I'm from.
Really?
Was a tiny little pizza place that was very similar to what we're doing today. So giant pizzas, big slices, New York style. And I knew that with my previous history and the size of that place, I could really make it work and turn it into something special. And I just went for it. You know, I quit my full-time job. I was working 6 days a week in sales. And when this dream, you know, really started to make its way into reality, I let that job go so I could focus fully on this and really give the neighborhood and my children something to be proud of.
How long have you been open?
So we have been open since Pi Day, which is March 14th. That's their birthday. It's International Pizza Day. So that makes it just about 1 month.
Wow. That is amazing. And how is it going?
So it's going amazing. You know, they say be careful what you wish for. I wish for a busy pizza place, and we definitely got a very, very busy pizza place. So we do tend to sell out. We do offer pre-ordering, so you can just forego any sort of waiting or any sort of line. You can pre-order earlier in the day and get your pizza at whatever time you'd like. But if you do wait till the last minute, there is a chance that either you won't be able to get your pizza, you know, at the time you'd like, or you might even be pushed till tomorrow, just due to how busy we are. We are looking on trying to grow our operation a little bit, but we find that throttling the orders allows us to put out the best quality product for our guests, and it definitely shows when you look at our reviews.
Well, you know, I didn't realize you had a background in the food service industry, and needless to say, there's a lot more going on than just cowabunga, which I think is very cool. But you've got a lot of very nice community-involved aspects to your establishment, and you're at 117 West 31st Street in Bridgeport, right?
You can't miss us. If you don't turn left or right, your car will drive right through my establishment.
And what are your hours?
We're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays 12 to 5.
All right. Phone number?
All right. Phone line there is going to be 773-234-4819. But again, the best way to get your pie in is just to go straight to our website, cowabungapizzapies.com. You'll be able to put in a pickup order and delivery orders right there, and you'll be able to communicate with us right through the web.
Awesome, awesome. Well, hey, Sean, all the best to you, and hope it's a big success, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, if you're ever in the area, make sure to stop by and grab a slice.
You know I'm gonna. thanks for coming on the air.